and welcome to Chimpion's Actual RPG Podcast. In this short introductory episode, I'd like to explain why we decided to podcast our gaming sessions, say a few thank yous, introduce the characters, and explain the story so far. So why did we decide to podcast our game sessions? Well, I have a long, tedious commute to work and tend to feel the monotony by listening to audiobooks and podcasts. Whilst looking for something new to listen to, I stumbled on an actual play podcast and was pleasantly surprised by what I heard. As we run our sessions over the net, I figured, what the hell, why don't we record them and give it a go? As we never are considering doing this without the inspiration of those podcasts, I'd just like to say thank you and give a plug to the ones I keep going back to, which are The Adventure Zone, It's a Long Story by the Trinity Force Network, Bored with Life Radio, God's Fall, and Swords Nut Radio. I'd also like to give a special thank you to the authors of the Secret World Chronicles. Not only were these books what inspired me to run a superhero RPG, but these sessions are based on the world they created. Even if you decide our podcast isn't to your liking, I'd urge you to grab a copy of these books or visit their website and listen to the audio versions available there. I really don't think you'll be disappointed. So, who are the main protagonists of our story? Bullet, played by Matt. Bullet was born to an Irish mother and African-American father who was killed in an industrial accident when Douglas was 7. He was raised in Bankhead by his mother, and like many of his peers, he drifted into a gang. This has strained his relationship with his mother to almost breaking point. During his time with the gang, he miraculously managed to stay out of direct trouble with the law. However, his gang career came to an abrupt end when he saw a young family gunned down during a botched drive-by shooting by a rival gang. The stress and trauma of the event not only turned him away from the gang culture, but also led to the manifestation of his meta abilities and the Doors of Echo. Due to his past, Echo may well have turned him away, but for the intervention of Echo Op Flack. Flack had been raised in similar circumstances to Bullet, and saw in him a shadow of what he may have become. Bullet still remains unaware of Flack's intervention on his behalf. Stratus, played by Scott. Stratus had a typical middle-class upbringing. His love of adrenaline-fueled pastimes led him to the study of meteorology, with dreams of storm chasing. But a tragic accident, whilst aiding with a cutting-edge experiment, left him crippled, losing both his hands and feet to frostbite. As he recovered, his meta abilities manifested, allowing him to manifest new appendages of pure ice. Since enrolling with Echo, the training has revealed more of his powers. Shockwave, played by Paul. A happy youngster enjoyed a comfortable existence with his loving parents. At the age of 12, he returned home to find his parents' business had been ransacked and they'd been murdered. They were the brutal lesson used to remind the other small business owners of what happened if you don't pay your dues. Harbouring a bitter hatred of those responsible, the Kakuza, he sought out and joined one of the dojos they used as a front to recruit new members, his goal being to destroy the organisation from within. He was a quick student, and his master soon realised that Shockwave could harness his chi to leap large distances and land with such force that he could unbalance or stun his opponents. This rocketed him from trainee to apprentice in record time. Shortly after receiving the gang's mark, he realised that to achieve his goals within the organisation, he would have to become the sort of monster he was hunting. As no one leaves the organisation alive, he fled not only the gang but also Japan, hoping he could hide himself in plain sight with Echo. The Echo recruiters would have turned him away, but his honesty about his motivations for joining the Japanese underworld were in his favour. Finally, the story so far. The campaign starts in Atlanta, Georgia in 2003. Although this is 13 years in the past, all current events, technologies, etc. are as they currently are in 2016. The world is much the same as ours, with the exception that there are a small number of metahumans, with the densest population being centred in Atlanta. This density is due to the Atlanta being the home of the headquarters of the world's largest metahuman organisation, Echo. Founded by Andrew Tesla, after the end of World War II, and now run by his son Alex, Echo acts as an officially recognised law enforcement contractor in many countries, and continues to keep pushing Nikola Tesla's dream of free broadcast energy for all. After finishing a long training period with Echo, our three protagonists have all entered active service. Since starting, they've repeatedly run foul of a Mexican gang operating out of Bankhead. Their first encounter was a store robbery gone bad, where they quickly dealt with a nasty situation involving a handful of gang members and a hand grenade. Their second run-in was to avert a bank robbery that was being staged with the sole purpose of funding the purchase of military-grade weapons for the gang. Although they prevented the bank robbery, their most recent encounter was to stop the arms deal going ahead. After a tough fight, they were able to prevent the trade and captured the gang's second-in-command, a metahuman called Alberto. After following several leads from the arms deal, they have now been left with only two viable courses of action for identifying and bringing to justice the gang's leader, Montoro. One is to further question Alberto in the hope of prizing further information out of him. The other is to review a semi-retired businessman who was known to meet infrequently with Alberto at a member's smoking club in one of the richer parts of town. There is also the open mystery of the escaped arms dealer, a well-dressed old gentleman who, to make his escape, threw himself out of a speeding vehicle, an impressive feat for a man who appeared to be in his 70s. So, if you want to find out how they bungle their way into getting to the bottom of this, then please listen in to the next episode. I'd just like to add a brief PS here. As you can probably tell, I'm not particularly used to reading scripted introductions. Our gaming sessions are obviously far more fluid than my brief introduction. This whole process has proved far more challenging than I ever imagined, doing a brief introduction and then editing that to try and get rid of as many faux pas that I'm making, as much background noise. I now have a far higher respect for the whole podcasting community in general, and the amount of effort that they go to make sure that their audio is as slick for listeners as possible. I really do hope you'll at least listen to the first episode and not judge our gaming sessions on my rather stilted delivery of this introduction. Thank you, and I hope to see you soon. Bye!